We continue on with our Jackson Heights locker room chats as we get set to start a new basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tamman joined by the Cobras boys coach, that is Brett Plattner, and is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, just a quick thought on last season. You lost some seniors, but a lot of underclassmen played some very heavy minutes for you. A 6-win campaign, I know maybe not what you were expecting or wanting for the most part, but certainly some growth throughout the course of the year. Just how would you expect last season and how your team performed?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. Obviously, 6 wins, you strive for more every year when you're a basketball coach, but I really think we were playing our best basketball by the end of the season, which can be no more exemplified than obviously taking Horton to a one-possession game, the first round of sub-state, you know, a 38-34 final, to which then Horton went on and won their next game by 20-plus points on their way to qualifying for state. So really had to hand it to our seniors last year that we had for buying into the program, buying into what we wanted to do defensively. And then some of those young guys, like you said, that stepped up and kind of got their first taste of varsity action and really grew along with us and with the process as the season went on.
You have 8 letter winners in total back from last year, and including a couple kids, of course, who were part of a very good football team this year and went deep into the playoffs. Is that always kind of a concern when you got guys who have to make that transition from football to basketball, especially when they have such a good year and play so deep into the playoffs? Is that a concern at all?
You know, it can be sometimes, but with the particular guys you're mentioning, the particular guys we have this year, they love the game so much, whether that be football, basketball, baseball, whatever sports season they're in, they're going to dedicate 100% of their time towards that. And I know right when football ended, as tough as it was on them losing the way we did, that they were in the gym the next day putting up shots for several hours, playing one-on-one, five-on-five games against each other. So, you know, it can be a concern from time to time, but these guys have really bought into transitioning into basketball, taking the necessary steps that they could to make sure that we're going to have a successful season, hopefully.
You could argue Drake Melly's maybe the best underclassman in the Northeast Kansas League and multi-sport athlete, tremendous football player and quarterback, and, you know, returns for you into the backcourt. Had a 9-point-per-game year during his freshman season. What's kind of the expectations for him now as he makes that jump from his sophomore campaign?
Yeah, you know, outside of just the raw stats and everything that he puts up statistically in the game, I'm really been impressed with his growth mentally, whether that be in the football field or the basketball court. He's really, the game's slowing down for him, and he's starting to understand the game in a more intrinsic way. Going to be less me having to coach him through the specifics this year and kind of being more hands-off and letting him kind of dictate the tempo, get us in the sets that he wants to get us into. Because like I said, you know, when you go from your freshman, sophomore year, your sophomore, junior year, whenever you take 1 year of growth at the varsity level, you hope that they're going to take that growth mentally and take that growth forward with them as far as the poise that you see with them on the court and the level of experience they play with. And like I said, outside of just those raw statistics, which he has in bunches, what he gets recognition for, he's taken a big step mentally and as far as a leadership role on our team. And he's really the coach on the floor that we need him to develop into.
And just throwing out a couple other names, Jace Robinson, a junior, returning starter, Kate Holiday, of course, a very smart player. And, you know, you get a guy like Braden McQueen, who's a transfer in from Wetmore. Just some guys there just kind of throwing out there. Am I missing anybody as far as some other key contributors for you?
Yeah, you know, Jace, I think he's really going to surprise some people this year. His body's really transformed over the course from his sophomore to junior year. He's really developed a lot physically, and you know, to end the year, he only averaged 5.1 points per game last year as a sophomore, but the last 7 games, he was averaging almost 9 a game. So really think he's about to burst onto the scene. He's got a nice frame, being about 6 foot, and like I said, really transformed physically to where he can attack the rim at a high level. Cade Holiday, can't say enough about Cade. He's the ultimate player that coaches want to coach. Yes, sir, no, sir, does everything you ask of him, buys in defensively to what we want to do, communicates at a high level, and can knock down some shots from the outside. Braden, a lot of experience coming from the TVL, one of the best leagues in Kansas. You can't trade experience, and when you're coming from a tough league like that and when you've seen some success yourself headed into a senior year, we know what we're going to get out of Braden, which is high shot-making ability, high IQ on the basketball floor. And I mean, then we have Jaden, who's going to be a transfer from Germany, who's really shown some good things in practice for us, and that's without mentioning, you know, Weston Schuldeons, also from Wetmore, who probably the biggest hustle guy we have on the floor. You just see him flying around doing so many things that don't necessarily reflect on the box score. And then our big guy up top, Sean Hayden, who got a lot of time in JV last year, kind of developmental work, and now we're going to be expected him to kind of control the paint and control the boards for us.
Jackson Heights will open up the season Friday at home against Royal Valley. You can watch it on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. It'll also be broadcast across 103.9 FM as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time as always. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thanks again, Brandon.